Good morning. It's Thursday, the 30th of April, 2026. This is the AI Mez A from AI in Arabia's intelligence desk. If you only have a few minutes today, this is what you need. The UAE is quietly wiring up the regulated finance fabric that the next decade of agentic AI will run on. Abu Dhabi is planting a privacy flag at the world's top machine learning conference. And in Riyadh, a sovereign-aligned investor is putting real money into industrial AI, not just into chips. First up, CPEX and Spend Console have signed a strategic partnership to launch what they're calling the UAE's first sovereign, mandate-ready e-invoicing platform. The product combines AI-powered invoice capture from Spend Console with sovereign data hosting and continuous security monitoring from CPEX, all running on Microsoft Azure inside the country. The timing matters. The UAE's e-invoicing rules go live in voluntary mode on the 1st of July 2026, and they become mandatory in phases from 2027. Every UAE business above a certain size will need a PEPL-compatible, mandate-ready stack within 18 months. Here's the bigger point. This is what sovereign AI actually looks like once it leaves the keynote slide. It looks like compliance plumbing. The first vendors to lock in enterprise customers will own a multi-decade data flow, and the moat is moving from the model to the audited, in-country infrastructure that the model is allowed to run on. Now, this is interesting. Story number two. Researchers at Mohammed bin Zayed University of Artificial Intelligence have presented a method called DP Fusion at ICLR 2026 in Rio de Janeiro. ICLR is one of the top three machine learning conferences in the world, and DP Fusion is the Abu Dhabi team's answer to a problem that quietly haunts every chief information officer in the Gulf. The problem is that large language models leak. They take in legal files, patient records, customer data, and internal memos, and they have a habit of regurgitating fragments of all that inside seemingly innocent answers. DP Fusion bakes a mathematical privacy guarantee directly into the inference step, with roughly six times lower perplexity than competing Pravedi methods. In plain English, the answers stay useful, the leakage stays bounded. Why does this matter on the same week the UAE has committed to running half of its government on an agentic AI? Because that policy bet quietly assumes someone, somewhere, has solved the privacy leak problem at scale. MBZU AI just gave the region a piece of homegrown research that procurement teams in Riyadh, Doha, and Abu Dhabi can actually point to when they justify deploying autonomous AI agents onto sensitive workloads. Okay, story number three. Saudi Contech BRKZ has secured a strategic direct investment from the Saudi Industrial Investment Company, the investment arm of the Saudi Industrial Development Fund. Terms were not disclosed, but the framing was. SIC is buying in to evolve BRKZ from a contractor procurement marketplace into a full industrial supply chain enabler running on AI, cloud manufacturing, and credit settlement for finished goods. BRKZ already serves more than 350 small and medium contractors through a network of around 1,600 suppliers. The new capital is meant to wire that demand graph back into Saudi factories, at least lifting capacity utilization without forcing fresh capex. This deal lands a week after the Saudi cabinet declared 2026 the year of artificial intelligence, and the public investment funds 2026 to 2030 strategy was approved by Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Most AI capital flowing into the Gulf still ends up in compute, models, or consumer apps. The BRKZ deal is a clean example of capital being deployed into industrial AI, the unsexy layer that actually moves a manufacturing GDP number. The year of AI is starting to look operational, not ceremonial. And finally, the AI in Arabia view. Three stories, one shape. Each one is the region putting another structural layer underneath its AI ambition, rather than another headline on top of it. CPEX and Spend Console are wiring up the regulated data fabric. MBZU AI is supplying the formal privacy machinery that lets that data fabric be pointed at agentic AI without sleepless nights for legal and compliance. SIC is showing what a sovereign check into industrial AI looks like when it's calibrated against Vision 2030 rather than a hype cycle. The implication is uncomfortable in a useful way. If your roadmap for the next 12 months is still anchored on a generic large language model wrapper for a Gulf customer, the ground is shifting under it. The companies that compound from here will be the ones building inside the regulated stack, not on top of it, and the ones that can prove mathematically and contractually that their AI does not leak. That's the AI Mez A for Thursday from AI in Arabia's intelligence desk. If this saved you 10 minutes, share it with someone who needs it.